Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 23rd chapter of Acts and about to go into a moment in which Paul addresses the council, and we're going to have a divided Sanhedrin, which is consisting of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They're not all going to agree on how to handle Paul. This is a bizarre moment. I just want to say that from the outset. This isn't, bizarre might be too strong. I don't know. It's a little bizarre to me to watch Paul in this moment. And if anything, we're going to have it reiterated. Paul's, I always pause to say need for approval, but you know, as you've walked with me through Acts, that is what it looks like in Paul's life. And watch him, how he deals with this moment. Let's start at the top of the chapter. Chapter 23, verse 1. Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, 'God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. For you sit to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law?'" Now, before I go any further, it's already interesting. You got a guy who has made an appeal, and then a high priest commands him to strike him on the mouth. I've got to think there was some dialogue left out here. Paul hasn't really said much, and they strike him on the mouth, and God says, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall." This is just a reply. I think Paul's mad. He has no idea why this guy struck him, and he says, "Would you judge me? You're going to judge me according to the law, then why would you strike me contrary to the law?" In other words, you don't have any reason to strike me. Now watch what happens, though, when Paul realizes who he's talking to. Verse 4, "Those who stood by said, 'Do you revile God's high priest?' And Paul said, 'I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" Now Paul doesn't realize that this Ananias is a high priest. It's not, by the way, obviously, the same Ananias from verse 12 of chapter 22. And it's not the same Ananias of Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira. It was a very common name in that day. This is the third different Ananias that we found in the book of Acts. Paul says he didn't know it was the high priest, so it's apparently he's not familiar with the comings and goings of the council in Jerusalem, because he doesn't know who the high priest is, or at least he didn't know the high priest ordered it. And then, interestingly, Paul quotes the 22nd chapter of Exodus. "You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people." He goes right back to appealing to the law. Here's a guy who's being accused of taking people away from Moses' law. Paul jumps right back into it in defense of himself. "I didn't know he was a high priest. I don't speak evil of a ruler of your people." Verse 6, "When Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees, the other part were Pharisees, he cried out in the council, 'Men and brethren, I'm a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I'm being judged.' And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided." Now verse 8 will tell you why. "For Sadducees say there is no resurrection and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Then there arose a loud outcry, and the scribes of the Pharisees' party arose and protested, saying, 'We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God.' Now when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks." Interestingly enough, Paul simply appeals to his Jewish side to try to get out of trouble. And he knows he can pit the Pharisees against the Sadducees by claiming to be a Pharisee, because no one likes to lose a fight. This is fascinating to me. Paul, the great bastion of grace, goes back to being a good Jew in order to get out of trouble. We'll pick it up in verse 11 tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.